It's Trinity New Sound Radio, 92 FM. This is the Community Hour. I'm Peter, and this is the Jackson 5. Great bit of music. Now, in many ways, the music it defined the 1960s as an era. And in particular, I don't know, the sound of Motown defined it in many ways better than any other. Sound of optimism, change was in the air. Was it anything was possible and injustice that would be overcome, yeah? But of course, there's also some great music as well, and it got people up on the dance floor as well. We're joined now live in the studio by an award-winning guitarist and composer who's got an special event here in East London, Kyo Brown. Kyo, thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM.
No problem. It's a real pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me on the show. I'm looking forward.
Oh, that's it. Motown music. Now, you're doing a special show. Go on, tell us. Tell us about Motown music.
Well, first of all, I mean, when I was asked to do this, I drooled, basically. Yeah. I grew up on this music, as many people have. And it was just an amazing period for more than one reason. It wasn't just about music, but it was about a sense of community. It was a sense about business development. It was a sense about rolling your sleeves up, getting together, having a vision. So, amazing period.
Actually, let's go back to people who maybe not too sure exactly the Motown story and where did it all begin? What's it all about? How does it? Where did it come from? And what styles are we talking
well,
about?
Well, it started with, of course, the name is Mr. Berry Gordy, and he's the person who started up Motown. And he had a dream, he had an idea. And it started by he just collected bits of money from his family, a loan from his family, and maybe some friends, and decided that he was going to put this thing together. So, he actually started this business idea, and the idea was about enterprise. So it was basically in a room, in a house, yeah. You know, and then it developed from there. But apparently he had $800. That's what started the business.
And it's quite important as well to actually say, because he's a black guy as well, isn't he? And,
yep.
And the idea of this, of like, we've got to go back, you know, the world has changed, yeah?
Yep.
A black guy in the States, when was this, the 1960s?
This is late 50s, actually.
Late
50s,
yeah.
He ran into...
When in some places you still had segregation there and
absolutely.
Things like that, you know?
Absolutely.
There's this guy, you know, the sort of thing we always think about has happened in South Africa under apartheid.
Yep.
That was in America at that time, wasn't it?
Yep.
And there he was, and he sets himself up in business, in music.
Absolutely. And, of course, he tried many different things before. He was a boxer, he sold cars,
etc.
You know, so very enterprising, though. And, you know, you can tell, you know, a lot of the really successful business people, they have this sense of vision and enterprise.
Yeah.
And he certainly had that, because it's a phenomenal story. And there was a lot of social injustice, you know, but it came up in very hard, poor times, and so the community was very, very tight. Mm. People saw that as an opportunity to get out of the ghetto, as they say.
Yeah, but it was like a magnet, wasn't it, of this talent. There's all these people who, like, Lockman went off and did solo careers and things like that. You know,
absolutely.
Like thinking Diana Ross and the Supremes, the Jackson 5, obviously that's Michael Jackson, and so on. It's all these names, all these amazing people. I mean, what drew them there? It was just like a magnet, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's just everybody wanted a slice of the cake. There's a lot of people who felt that they were talented, wanted their talent to be heard and seen. And it was an opportunity to actually get out of poverty and make something of themselves.
Mm.
And there's so many names, too many to mention. But, you know, running into Smokey Robinson in 1958 was thank God that happened, because Motown then started up sort of in January 1959, and then the rest is history, as it were.
I really didn't know it went back quite that far, because, you know, it's all done things like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, of course, it was... How would you define Motown? Because a lot of people don't really know it. Because I think of it as like soul with pop or something, or pop with soul or something. I don't know.
Well, I'd say soul. There's a very strong gospel tradition,
you know,
the chord and response sort of singing that you get, and you still get in a lot of churches, etc.
Mm.
You know, it was mixed with blues as well. So when people talk about rhythm and blues, you know, now known as R&B, you know, it's that tradition. They just moulded a particular style. And, you know, they were up against the Atlantics, you know, Chess Records, Stax, and they all had different sounds, and it was all very regional, you know. And Motown, honestly, the musicians, Marvin Gaye played drums, Berry Gordy himself played piano on some of the tracks.
I didn't know that.
Smokey Robinson was a phenomenal writer.
Mm.
And so they got people, they learned how to multitask. Now, we talk today about multitasking as though it's something new. You know, it's not, obviously, you know. But people learn the idea and concept of business enterprise and to try different things.
Exactly. Also, there was something about bringing people together in it as well, because this it wasn't just black music, was it? Was it the first time really there's like black and white people coming together to listen to a particular style of music? I'm not sure.
Well, I think there may have been other examples before in the early parts of the 50s, but what was interesting about this was just how global it became. And they, it's largely, it was black music, and then it branched out into, you know, just looking, embracing, you know, people from different cultures. Yeah. But it started that way because it grew out of a social situation.
Yeah. Because going back to that, just some great tunes, some great dance tunes and things like that. But it's also, I'm thinking of sort of something like Marvin Gaye, What's Going On, something like that, which is, anyone's never heard that. Go down the record drive and get it or whatever, you know, listen to it on Spotify or wherever.
Absolutely.
And it is. It's a really powerful record, isn't it?
It really is.
Can you tell us the story?
Apparently, Berry Gordy didn't want to release it, the soda story goes. And that was only because... wearing a sort of record company hat.
It wasn't an obvious such commercial success, is it? Not an obvious one for him, was it?
No, absolutely. And any song that is about social injustice and trying to overcome that is deemed not to be sellable by a lot of record companies. Yeah? But if only they would see that they're speaking to a lot of people who actually go through that sort of experience or something similar that speaks to people. And so Marvin kept on pressing the case. And, great that Berry decided, you know what, okay, right, let's see what happens, and the rest is history.
But he
was prepared after Marvin badgered him a bit to actually give it a go. And
and it's an amazing after the break, I'm going to put that on. The single from that, the album is a phenomenal. Absolutely. Albums and things like that. Also, of course, there was influence on Britain as well, Northern Soul as well, wasn't there? There was that sort of thing.
Yes, absolutely. And it's amazing how when music or anything blows across the waters, it sort of morphs into something slightly different, but you can hear the roots. And when you sort of look across England, there are different brands of soul. The brand of soul that you had in London was very different to the Northern Soul, which we got up in the North, Midlands and North, etc.
So the idea of the London one, you don't really hear it. That's kind of like Northern Soul has kind of become an icon, isn't it?
Absolutely. But if you listen carefully, you can hear the elements of Motown is in most things that I've heard soul-wise. Motown is written all over it.
Yeah. You've chosen Motown. You're a musician. You've done quite a few things, haven't you? You've done sort of jazz. And
yes, I work across lots of different genres. You know, jazz. Brazilian music, reggae, R&B, gospel, right across. And you know, there are what I find about that is that you see how things are connected, you know, and with jazz as well. You've got the jazz, you've got the blues, you've got gospel elements of it as well. And it's just amazing how you can hear the influences of soul in a lot of the Motown music. You can clearly hear references to jazz, you can hear references to rhythm and blues, etc. The gospel, very, very, very strong. And those things were just amalgamated together. And they really reflected what people were going through.
Yeah. I said, you're going to have to tell us, but tomorrow night, you've got a gig on, haven't you? Come on, tell us about that. Tell us about that. Come on, what are you doing?
Peter Conway Management, in association with Stratford Circus Theatre, we've got a show called the Motown Sounds. And it is a showcase of some of the greatest tunes that have come out of the annals of history.
There's lots of them. When you start to look for them, there's amazing stuff.
Amazing. Yeah, it was a headache trying to decide which ones to leave out. But we're doing a big show at Stratford Circus tomorrow. That's Friday the 7th of February.
Yep.
Doors open at 7, I believe, and we're on stage at, I think, 8 o'clock. We've got a nine-piece band.
Nine-piece band,
fronted by three amazing vocalists.
And other people, are you like a regular band, or what is it?
We work together in lots of other settings. Yep. Across different musical genres. Some of the artists we haven't worked with before, great chemistry. We've got Gwyn J. Allen, who's one of the vocalists, Charmaine Elliott, and Verna Francis. The three of them are amazing, and they do soul, they do reggae, they do R&B, right across the board, and they are absolutely fantastic. So please do come and support this show, folks.
And how do you actually pull all these people together and make it work? This sounds like a nightmare. You've got all these people but they all play all these different types of genres and stuff like that. Yeah. And now, on this Friday, we are going to perform. We're going to do Motown.
Absolutely.
How do you get
into that? Well, you just have to be extremely organised. You make sure you contact people.
Because you're doing rehearsals today, aren't you?
Absolutely.
So how long are you going to keep me at New Sound Radio? I want to get off and carry on. It's the first thing you said when he walked in the door.
Absolutely. Well, we're doing a full... we did vocal rehearsal yesterday. We're doing a full band rehearsal today. And we'll be just combing through the tunes, making sure that we've got tempos, etc., sorted out. And really, you just have to be highly organised. Make sure that we've got the people who we wanted, put the band together, send them the itinerary, etc. And everything's been set up really, really well in association with Peter Conway Management and Stratford Circus. So it's been highly organised. And please do come, folks. It's going to be a fantastic show.
Has it got that energy, though?
Well, it wouldn't be Motown if it didn't.
And you're absolutely right.
Yeah. The energy is really, really important. Yeah. And you know, what we've done is that we've grown up on that music anyway, but we're careful to try and make sure that we do capture that.
Okay, that sounds absolutely good. I'll tell you what, finally, yeah, because I know you want to get back to your rehearsals and things like that. Yeah, we're giving that a shout. But anyway, that's just to say, just recap that. That's tomorrow night, Friday, the 7th of February. Start at 8 o'clock. Tickets available from £25 up to £35. You can get them online at www.stratford-circus.com. You can do it that, go online. Or there's I've got a box office number as well, which I'll read it out at the end as well, but I'll give it to you now. 0844-357-2625, yeah? And also, I think they've got a special menu on there, the CAF, haven't they? They've got a Motown menu. I'm not too sure what this is. I saw it on the publicity stuff. They saw this a Motown themed menu.
Well, I haven't seen it, so you'll get a taste of it.
Never mind. So who cares about that? Just go and get a taste of it. Yeah. Okay, but I tell you what, I know you've got to get back to rehearsals, yeah. Motown music, yeah. It's something special, yeah. There's something about the energy that surrounds it and things like that, yeah.
Yes.
It's been around since the 1960s. What is it? What's the one key thing you think that makes it so special and relevant today? What do you think that is?
Well, I think it's the basis from which it came from. I mean, you know, it came out of a social and economic, you know, deprivation. Yeah, partially. People. Berry Gordy had a vision. He had a vision, and as he put that vision together, it started to come into fruition. And when he recognised that there was a business potential and potential to make a commercial success, he got all the best people that he knew of. And people entered that arena with that mindset of, right, this is a partnership, we're going to work together. And, you know, there's nothing more to add than that, basically. And the sound is what it is. And it's a combination of people's personalities and that vision.
And the end result, absolutely fantastic.
Absolutely amazing. It's just such a special era. And it's an era that covers so many generations.
Cobran, thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM. And I'll tell you what, it sounds like a great show you got lined up there.
Thank you so much.
Better get back to those rehearsals, isn't it?
Thank you. Energy Price Slash.